No.
چون دین است که پیروان خود را از تسلیم شدن در مقابل
Actually, it discourages its followers to submit to suppressors and encourages them to stand up to oppressors. Justice, freedom, spirituality, progress, these are the things which are offered for humans to take on. This is the specification of religions. So establishment which is based on religion, such establishment will not succumb to oppression and suppression of bullies and enemies and acquisitive powers. If the element of religion hadn't been incorporated into this revolution, the officials and those behind the revolution might have actually gained concession from the enemy, and they would succumb to the enemy, and they would actually open the way for the enemy to gain its domination. However, because religion is the backbone of this revolution, such a thing has not happened so far and will not happen in the future. The great lesson we have learned from the late Imam was this, I'm telling the nation, trust your faith in God and try to boost your faith in God and make every effort to strengthen this power and believe in divine promises. If you resist and move forward with vigilance and judiciousness, be sure that God Almighty will be with you. This is the specification of religiosity of people, and the fact that this establishment and revolution are based on religion. The popular nature, being popular means being faithful and being loyal. This revolution should be and is supported by the people. It is a popular one. The Islamic establishment is a popular one, is supported by the people, is fully supported by the people, and has been supported by the people. If people hadn't been present on the scene, if there had been a great gap between the people and the establishment, the establishment would not have been able to stand up to the enemy. It has been because of the strong presence of the people, which is greatly supporting the resistance put up by the officials. These are two important points: religion and the people. Therefore, the enemy actually has been targeting these two points. Religion from, on the one hand, the loyalty of the people to the establishment on the one hand, and on the other hand. Therefore, as you can see, since the 1960s, since the days when the late Imam was giving his guidelines, since then the enemies, so many enemies and the mercenaries and lackeys actually inside the country, they have been targeting religious teachings, Islamic precepts, and they have been targeting them. This is something which is not been coincidental. They were deliberately focusing on these things. Since the Salman, remember the Salman Rushdie saga, remember, and then the anti-Islam movies produced in Hollywood, the secretion of Islamic sanctities, burning the Holy Quran, and different other events which have taken place against Islam in the four corners of the world in order to weaken people's belief in Islam and Islamic sanctities. Inside the country, the pillar upwards of people's faith in God, especially the younger generation. They were going to weaken these pillars through different ways, by promotion of promiscuity and actually false mysticisms and all that, fake mysticisms, by promoting Baha'ism, through promoting different actually ideas and through different channels. And they have thought about it, but the enemies of Islam have been preparing schemes for this purpose, to target the people's faith. And as for the people and people's loyalty to the establishment, you see, they also make rumors in order to actually drive a wedge between the people and the establishment, and to dishearten the people, they try to sow the seeds of hatred and sow the seeds of suspicion among the people. Whatever great achievement is done in the country, they just use it as a tool and put it and launch a propaganda campaign against it. If there are weaknesses, they magnify them and they do not show the strong points, and they want to dishearten the people, especially the younger generation. They want to disappoint them, and they want to actually darken the future ahead, the bright future ahead, in order to sideline the people from the scene. However, the main point is that the enemies of the Iranian nation and the enemies of the Islamic establishment over the past 32 years, they have made every effort to target them. They have made great investments in that regard, but they have gained no results and they have been defeated. They believe that they are able to actually separate the people from the Islamic establishment day by day. Every day that has passed, you see that the Iranian people have strengthened their faith in Islamic precepts and spiritual values. And there hasn't been any time. When have you seen in our country that so many young people took place in the spiritual ceremonies in the, during the holy month of Ramadan, during Eid al-Fitr, and such huge congregations? You see, this shows that people are well aware of political issues. And actually, you see, after during the Ashura in 1387 in the Iranian calendar, on that day, some instigators, remember, some people, they insulted the sanctities. After just, it was less than 2 years after that, that on the 9th of day in the Iranian calendar, people took to the streets and expressed their support for Islam and expressed their position. Not only have enemy hands not been able to dishearten people from their Islamic faith, but people's beliefs and Islamic beliefs have deepened day by day. The enemy in separating the people has failed in separating the people from the establishment. Last year, during the elections, 40 people, Iranian people, turned out to vote. In fact, it was a 40 million strong referendum in favor of the Islamic establishment and in favor of the elections. That was the reason why the enemy got enraged and they wanted to provoke sedition, to deal a blow to that. However, they failed in that too, and people stood up to that sedition movement. Last year, sedition actually vaccinated the country against microbes, which can be political or social microbes, which in turn will be able to affect people. That sedition actually vaccinated the nation and increased their insight. As for religion, some actually report some things that have some reports carried by some media outlets in the country by some so-called scholars, intellectuals against religion and Islamic precepts. Some of those articles written by those so-called intellectuals failed to affect the Iranian people. Pay attention. There are two main points concerning religion, and the enemy is trying to target those two points because they have seen that these two points are so strong and so influential in the daily lives of the people. One is the issue of Islam actually devoid of the clergy, because they have seen that the clergy in the Iranian society has had a very strong impact, the clergy, and has impacted the popular movement very strongly. They are seeking Islam without the clergy. Of course, before they also actually tried to launch a propaganda campaign in that regard, and actually, as for the progress of the revolution held them back. But again, the enemy started its campaign to promote Islam without the clergy. And the second one is Islam without politics, the separation of religion and politics. That is something that they are insisting on in their media outlets, reports, in their internet web pages and web postings and all that. They are promoting that. This issue is very important to them. Pay attention. Whatever the enemy is insisting on, is focusing on, and actually the enemy's roadmap and schemes are focused on them, that could be a roadmap for us too. The same thing that they are targeting, we should pay attention to that, and we should be well aware that we should keep them and protect them, and we should focus on them as well. The present popular presence, popular participation, and Islamic precepts and Islamic teachings, the sanctions that the sanctions have been imposed on us actually since over the past years. Around 30 years ago, the sanctions began. However, they have ratcheted up the sanctions, and that was aimed at putting pressure on the people to separate people from the establishment. However, fortunately, you have heard